Number 94, development. Are you finding and cultivating first-rate, godlike, first-line supervisors? Success in the marketplace is a great thing. Top-quality products you can be proud of are great things. Integrity and transparency are great things. But none of the three turns out to be the principal determinant of worker satisfaction. That honor goes, hands down, to whether or not the employee gets along with her or his first-line supervisor. Listen, this is not a hypothesis. The research data from the likes of Gallup's Marcus Buckingham, reported in First Break All the Rules, What the World's Greatest Managers Do Differently, are clear. The employee's satisfaction or dissatisfaction with her first-line supervisor is the clear and unequivocal number one factor in her state of mind about her job and hence her performance, a checkout clerk or an MIT-trained research chemist. So, 1. Are you, big boss, a formal student of frontline supervisor behavioral excellence? Yes, damn it, one more time, this sort of thing can be formally studied. 2. Do you spend gobs and gobs and then more gobs and more gobs and gobs of time selecting the first-line supervisors? 3. Do you have the best training program in the industry or some subset thereof for first-line supervisors? 4. Do you formally and rigorously mentor first-line supervisors? 5. Are you willing, pain notwithstanding, to leave a first-line supervisorial slot open until you can fill the slot with somebody spectacular? And are you willing to use some word like spectacular in judging applicants for the job? Is it possible that promotion decisions for first-line supervisors are more important than promotion decisions for vice president slots? Hint, I think the answer is yes. I am, one more time, absolutely not suggesting that you aren't serious about first-line supervisor selection, care, and feeding. I absolutely am suggesting, in pretty much no uncertain terms, that you probably don't take it as seriously as you might if you saw it as precisely what it is, a first-order strategic decision. I am suggesting, commanding, ordering, I wish I could, that you assess your full cadre of first-line supervisors more or less post-haste and start down the path to matchless supervisorial excellence by creating the best imaginable training program for first-line supervisors ASAP and assigning each front-line supervisor a senior mentor. Now, by the way, one more thing. First-line supervisor selection, training, and development is more important in very small businesses than in large ones. Summary. The talent trio. The last three items, numbers 92, 93, and 94, constitute HR's big three, the true talent trio. 1. Hiring, most important business decisions. 2. Two promotion decisions a year equal your legacy. 3. First-line supervisors, keystone to employee morale and satisfaction and productivity. Followed in each instance by my big two queries. 1. Are you an avid student of the three issues and opportunities? 2. Do you spend an appropriate, that is insane, amount of time on these three strategic watershed areas? So how about, to stretch even a little further, hiring plus two promotions a year plus first-line supervisor development equals de facto business strategy and personal leadership effectiveness? Think on that one.